Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine Podcast for August 18th, 2010. I'm Annalisa VanHook, and today I'm speaking with Yung-Chi Chang about new work from his group that evaluates the efficacy of an ancient Chinese herbal remedy for treating the gastrointestinal side effects of chemotherapy. Dr. Chang joined me on the phone from the Yale University School of Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Chang.
Thank you.
Which ancient herbal remedy did you test, and what condition is it supposed to treat?
This herbal remedy is based on the formula, which was first established in 1800 years ago, and it's called the Huan Qin Tang. And it was used for treatment of diarrhea and GI disorder for many years, and still used today.
Are the herbs eaten, or is it taken as a tea?
Put all four herbs together and cook it and drink the extract.
Although there is anecdotal evidence that Huan Qin Tang works for treating GI ailments, there haven't been any systematic scientific studies of the effectiveness of the remedy. And so Chang's group set about testing the efficacy of Huan Qin Tang in mice.
So we want to see whether this herb can be used to alleviate side effects associated with the cancer chemotherapy with focus on GI disorder. But in order for us to explore that, we have to ensure that this herbal mixture will not interfere irinotecan's action on the tumor.
So this drug irinotecan, then it causes gastrointestinal side effects in mice that are similar to what it would do in humans?
In many ways, they are very similar too. So we use a tumor model and a mice model to assess whether this herbal mixture will compromise chemo effect on tumor, and also whether it will decrease the global toxicity of the mice. This includes the weight loss and also mortality.
Did the herb blend in any way interfere with the chemotherapy?
It turned out not only do not detract chemo against tumor, it actually enhances the chemo action on the tumor. It also decreases the side effect of the chemo in mice. So in essence, you're increasing anti-cancer drug action, but also decreasing anti-cancer drug side effects.
Did you determine how this herb mixture works and the mechanism by which that mixture of compounds relieves the gastrointestinal symptoms?
There are two major impacts in the GI tract. First, decrease the inflammatory process caused by chemo on GI tract. And then the mechanism involved in decreasing this inflammatory, at least the three mechanisms. One is iron loss inhibition, another is COX-2 inhibition, another is NF-kappa-B pathway inhibition. So these three mechanisms actually mediate through different chemicals in the herbal extract.
Did you isolate those chemicals from the herbs?
For these three, we are currently trying to explore further what are the chemicals. So we do know they are distinct chemicals. So in essence, this mixture not only have multiple side of action and also have a different chemical against different actions. Okay, so that's the first aspect. The second is also enhance the recovery of the damaged tissue.
The damaged gastrointestinal tissue?
Yes, that's correct. And this is mediated through increasing the progenitor cells growth. So the progenitor is likely to come from stem cells. So in essence, we accelerate stem cell progenitor cell growth. The mechanism underlying it, at least partly, is due to enhancement of the Wnt pathway. This mixture have action on Wnt pathway through two different mechanisms. First is increasing the transcript of several of the proteins involved in wind pathway. Second is to potentiate the action of the wind on that pathway. The chemical involved in potentiation of the wind pathway is a flavonoid. The chemical already been worked out, so we were in the final stage of finishing the studies.
Did you try testing these herbs individually?
We need all four herbs. If we need any one of it, it's not as good. We also test each single herb. It's not as good as you have four herbs. So four herbs are required. Multiple action is needed, even in the GI. And then the mechanism is multiple. Then different chemical in these herbs is involving.
So the components of these herbs are acting together synergistically.
So it could act synergistically in some of those actions, and additive or antagonistic. In essence, it cannot be explained by any single chemicals in the mixture. By deletion of any of those herbs, you have a different impact on three biological endpoints. So it means the mechanism cannot be the same for those three biological endpoints. So it's a totally new concept to look into from reductionist approach.
When you took this herbal remedy into the lab, I mean, being composed of natural products and being an herbal remedy that's made by different people, how did you ensure that the batches of the herbal remedy that you were using were consistent? I mean, how did you control for that sort of thing?
So, started with the herbal source, okay, in collaboration between Phytoceutica, which is a Yale-sponsored company. Both Yale and I are co-founder, I have to declare. And in collaboration with a non-experienced herbal company in Taiwan called the Sun Tan Corporation, they choose the proper herb and then follow Phytoceutica instruction to make GMP type material, good manufacturing practice.
So those are sort of quality-controlled, consistent products?
Yes, that's correct. Then you need to assess mixture, how consistent from one preparation to another. Since we have no idea what are the chemicals involved in the actions, and also what could be the potential site of actions, so we decide to use a global approach. This includes both chemical and the biological fingerprinting technology. Then analyzing by software called the Phytosimilarity Index, which is created by Phytoceutica together with a colleague at Yale. And then using this very sophisticated technology, we're analyzing our product. Even 5 years apart, different batch of herbs show phytosimilarity index of 0.95. With one total match, zero is no match. So then we compare this PHY906 preparations with commercial available Huanqingtang from different companies. The similarity index vary from 0.65 to 0.90.
PHY906 is the name that you use for this herbal remedy.
That's correct. So in essence, PHY906 shown to be active doesn't mean all the Huanqingtang are active.
Because what you can find in the herb shop is going to vary.
Yeah. So that's why we keep calling PHY906. We don't want to be confused.
Right. PHY906 is a set formulation with specific qualities that you can monitor.
That's right.
Have you started systematically studying this remedy in humans, how it acts in humans?
We have done several clinical trials in the phase 1-2 stage. The first one is a randomized and placebo crossover design for colon cancer. In this placebo try. Only 17 patients is involved. This was the first-line therapy for colon cancer. So those were done in naive, chemo-naive patients. We have a two cycle. One cycle is without a herbal remedy. One arm without has placebo there. So patient doesn't know. Physician doesn't know. Then the same patient switched over. If they do have, the second cycle do not have. If they do not have, the second cycle they will have. So that's what we call the crossover.
The patients receive the drug either in the first part of the study or the second part of the study, but they don't know which. And so then the patient's reaction to the drug is sort of gauged against that patient's own reaction to the placebo.
Yeah, so the purpose of that study is to see whether we decrease the side effect with that protocol. In the patient who received chemo alone, that cycle, they have expected side effects. This including diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fatigue. And that's a grade 3, grade 4, the serious one. If you look at another arm which received PHY-906, you find out that actually this is substantial drop of the side effects. So in essence, with this small number of patients, we have evidence to substantiate. This requires further studies.
It's the gastrointestinal and other side effects of chemotherapy that they get so bad that the patients will stop the chemotherapy because the symptoms are so severe.
That's correct.
And so this could potentially help people be able to tolerate chemotherapy longer.
And also on this drug, don't forget, in our animal studies show even enhance those compounds, chemo against tumor. So they may even have a more pronounced anti-cancer action of those chemo. So now we just complete another phase 1 study at Yale. So we're escalating the 906 dosage. See whether 906 exerting some side effects by itself with a fixed amount of irinotecan. So this study is just complete. The paper is in the process being written up. The conclusion, we do not see 906 associated side effects. In essence, the dosage we use do not cause additional side effects.
Cheng's group would also like to test PHY-906 on patients who are in their second round of chemotherapy.
So now it's no longer we call the chemo-naive patient. It's a chemo-refractory patient. Those patients already went through first-line therapy. We use those to do the study. So in essence, it's for second-line therapy.
You'll be testing it in patients that are onto their second round of chemotherapy.
That's right.
Patients are getting a very aggressive chemotherapy treatment.
That's right. So that trial will be initiated if we have the resource.
Well, thank you, Dr. Chang.
Have a good day.
Yongqi Chang is senior author of a research article published this week in Science Translational Medicine. That paper is by Lam and colleagues, and it's titled "The Four-Herb Chinese Medicine PHY-906 Reduces Chemotherapy-Induced Gastrointestinal Toxicity." The Science Translational Medicine podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and AAAS, working together to advance science and serve society. On behalf of Science Translational Medicine and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.